An update on the Big Beautiful Bill. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
A few weeks ago, I talked about how parts of the Farm Bill are being included in the budget reconciliation package, including what we're traditionally called Title I. I made it clear that if there's a change to Title I, like an increase in reference prices, common sense payment limitations should also be included.
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that unfortunately, the Big Beautiful Bill that was passed recently by the House
included an increase in the payment limits and tied future payment limits to inflation. As we saw under the Biden administration, inflation can quickly become a runaway train.
Grassley says that, thankfully, a major focus of the Trump administration
on this Congress is getting our fiscal house in order. I'm constantly working to root out wasteful spending. That's why I urge my colleagues to join me and close the actively engaged loophole. Shut off the spending spigots and get behind reasonable payment limits. We shouldn't be sending federal farm payments to people without dirt under their fingernails. That includes Wall Street banking and anyone else without sweat equity on the farm.
And how would the senator describe the progress on the Big Beautiful Bill thus far?
It's pretty difficult to answer that question with so many parts in it.
But in spite of that, as of yesterday morning,
just briefed this morning on the international tax parts of the 2017 tax bill and some changes to be made there, and nothing real definitive yet. Then we talked about wind energy at my 8:30 meeting. Nothing real definitive on that yet. And so all I can tell you is that we're going to have the text out on Friday, and then there'll be a whole week next week for people's reaction to it. And then it's going to be up for debate and final passage the last week of June.
Grassley says that on the savings end of the Big Beautiful Bill,
we've only had two committee reports. There's going to be three reports this week. I attended the Ag Committee meeting yesterday, and we were proposed some alternatives, but nothing definitive. Boozman says we're either going to have another group meeting of Republicans on the Ag Committee or maybe meet with us individually. And as you can tell from my opening statement with this here, I'm very upset that they've increased the payment limits from 125 to 155 and geared it to it. That's just a waste of money. And so that's just something I've got to follow up on.
While you're working on this Big Beautiful Bill, if for some reason you don't get to the Farm Bill, will reconciliation be enough for farmers?
It could be hard to pass a five-year Farm Bill. It shouldn't be that way. And we won't know until we try to do it. And there's definitely we're going to try to do that when we put some of the important things in reconciliation, like reference pricing. But there's also some things in there for ag research and for promotion. There's also stuff in there for conservation. So just get this stuff out of the way because we've been negligent not passing a farm bill in 23 and 24. So we'll just have to play it by ear, and I'm sure Boozman's moving ahead, and then we'll find out about Democrats obstructing. And if they do, it'll be the first time a five-year farm bill's ever been done in a partisan way.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.